My message this morning is entitled The Secret of the Widow's Mite. So today we're going to be talking about a word that is so evil, even preachers recoil at its mere mention. And I suspect that the mention of the word, some of you won't be able to help but groan, at least on the inside. The word is stewardship. Now, I heard the groans. For those of you who did groan, or at least thought, oh boy, a stewardship sermon, I want you to know you're not alone. I basically groaned all week long as I thought about writing a stewardship sermon. After all, it's hard enough to get people to stay with you all the way through a 15 or 20 minute message. It's doubly difficult when you're talking about something people really don't like to talk about. So, with that in mind, I'd like to start with a promise and a joke. The promise is that, considering the seriousness of this message, I will keep this message as lighthearted and short as possible. And here's the joke. The children's Sunday school teacher asked her eager young students if they would give $1 million to the missionaries. Yes, yes, they all screamed. Would you give $1,000? Again, they said, yes. How about $100? Oh, yes, we will, they all shouted. Would you give just $1 to missionaries, she asked. And they all exclaimed, yes, just before she noticed there was one who did it, little Johnny. Johnny, the teacher said, why didn't you say yes this time? Well, he said, actually, I have a dollar. Jesus talked about two topics more than any other. Somewhat surprisingly, they were not love and prayer, or grace and faith, or even peace and forgiveness. They were the kingdom of God and material possessions, or money. He talked about how much better this world would be if we could live it out what he understood to be the values of God. He talked about how material possessions and how our relationships with them both affects and reflects our spiritual lives. Now, the interesting thing is how neatly the two most important things to Jesus fit together. If we get our money, our possessions, and our life choices lined up with what he taught were the highest spiritual values, the world will be a better place, heaven on earth, kingdom of God. Today's gospel lesson is yet another example of Jesus talking about money. Jesus stands across from the synagogue coffers and watches as the church leaders prance forward in their full regalia and donate large sums of cash. He notes that these people are the ones who receive preferential treatment wherever they travel, around town, in church, at parties. They're more concerned about their outward appearance than their inward appearance, their spiritual life. Then a widow walks towards the offering plate and drops in a mite, a very small sum of money. Yet, This mite was all the money that she possessed. She gave all of her money to the synagogue. Now, traditional interpretations of our gospel story today, better known as the widow's mite, tend to focus on how much she was willing to give, 100%. Now, in preparing for this message, I read commentaries that suggested that what we are to learn from the widow's mite is that God wants us to be willing to give up everything we own and, quote, follow him. Well, I'm here to tell you, not surprisingly, I don't agree. Understanding why I disagree might just help us become better stewards ourselves. And I'd like to start by telling you a story about a millionaire. It seems that at a church meeting, he rose up to tell the rest of those present about his Christian faith. "I'm a millionaire," he said, "and I attribute all of my rich blessings to God in my life. I remember that turning point in my faith. I had just earned my first dollar, and I went to church meeting that night. And the speaker was a missionary who told about his work. And I knew that I only had a dollar bill and had to either give it all to God's work or nothing at all. So at that moment, I decided to give my dollar to God. I believe that God blessed that decision, and that is why I am a rich man today." He finished, and there was awed silence at his testimony, and he moved towards his seat. And as he began to sit down, a little old lady sitting in the same pew next to him leaned over and said, "I dare you to do it again." I don't know about you, but a dollar, even if it's my last dollar, I could give. But $1 million, even if it was my last million, well, I'm slightly ashamed to say I'm not so sure. I guess the moral of the story then is that the more you own, the harder it is to give it away. And I think that begins to point to the point that I'm trying to make. Let's look back at the story of the widow's mite. In it, contrary to what a lot of biblical commentaries say, Jesus is telling a story that reaches beyond the importance of money. You see, he says that the woman gave more than all the other contributors. Well, considering how little she gave and how much they gave, it seems clear to me, in saying she gave more, that he's teaching something beyond the value of monetary giving. But what is it? Well, I'd like to propose that it is this: a gift given out of humble gratitude, compassionate justice, and reverent commitment to a spiritual community is more profound and more substantive than one given for recognition or prominence, or even one given out of duty or sheer guilt. Now, let me just say that again a little slower. I believe that the lesson of the widow's mite is that a gift given out of humble gratitude, compassionate justice, and a reverent commitment to a spiritual community is more profound, more substantive than one given for recognition or prominence, or even one given out of duty or sheer guilt. If we're honest, there are folks who give because they feel like they have to. The widow does not give because she feels forced to give. If we're honest, there are folks who give because they want to be seen as good, practicing Christians. She does not contribute to be noticed or to be rewarded. She does not share her offering because it will lead to prominence in the synagogue. She simply responds out of humble gratitude, compassionate justice, and a reverent commitment to a spiritual community. Zen master of peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh reminds us that my actions are my only true belongings. It wasn't a matter of how much money the widow had. She had the true insight of a Buddhist monk, recognizing that her actions were the only things she truly owned. In my opinion, therein lies the reason that I don't think that the point of the widow's mite is to get us all to give up everything we own 100% and follow God. The point of the widow's mite is to teach us that we are stewards. The point of this story is to help us not be so attached to the things of this life, that get in the way of a robust spiritual life. We are tempted when stewardship season comes around to say, well, how much are we supposed to give? Hopefully, however, we can see that's not the right question. Stewardship is not about giving. Stewardship is about responding. Stewardship is about practicing the things great spiritual teachers like Jesus have taught us are important. It's about responding out of humble gratitude, compassionate justice, and a reverent commitment to your spiritual community. This is your opportunity to respond to the scripture that we read or the theme for today's message. Are there those who would like to share with your spiritual community? Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Emily. I'm Vance. Thank you for the reading from the Desiderata. That's a beautiful piece. We had the fall equinox gathering on Friday afternoon here in the sanctuary. And I want to thank everyone that came and spoke at that gathering. I thought it was an important meeting. But I especially want to thank Mrs. Z. Holler, who shared with us in a way that was just really quite extraordinary. Where is Charlie? Is she here?
I don't see her.
She's in the kitchen.
Of course.
That's, you know, not surprising. She shared with us some of her journey. She shared with us some of Z's journey and thereby shared with us the journey of this spiritual community. And I was awed by what she had to say and her willingness to say it. And I would like to say thank you. You guys are my last hope for a spiritual community, so let's keep us going.
Your sermon this morning, Mark, reminded me of something that was emphasized to me many, many years ago when I was in training for Peace Corps. We were going to the Philippines, and they told us that the Philippine culture was one of cooperation with nature rather than one of mastery over nature, and our Western heritage was one of mastery over nature. And I found out, particularly when I visited Paris and Versailles, France, and saw how the trees were pruned all up and down the street, that it really is true that we have a heritage of trying to control nature for our own purposes and not looking at it as stewardship of God's creation.
Absolutely. Thank you.